The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced Thursday details of a second round of aid totaling $16 billion for farmers affected by the trade war with China. Liam Niemeyer reports some Ohio Valley farmers are worried about the ongoing consequences of these payments and tariffs.
As with the first round of tariff relief offered last year, farmers will again be paid extra for the soybeans, pork, and dairy they produce. But instead of paying farmers a flat rate, USDA officials say these payments will depend on the assessed trade damage and the commodity production of each county. West Kentucky soybean farmer Jed Clark says he's worried this might lead to unintended discrepancies in payments.
It's hard to cover the diversity of farmers and what their practices are in a county and throw a blanket over that whole county.
Clark also says because these payments give farmers incentive to grow more, it could potentially increase the already large supply of crops, including soybeans. And that could make depressed crop prices even worse for farmers. Farmers, including Clark, say they appreciate the payments, but what they really need is a trade deal with China. Central Ohio dairy farmer Chuck Mullendick says for the dairy industry, other trade deals in the works with Mexico and Canada are just as important because of the large supply of milk powder that's being stored.
All of those things will disappear a lot quicker without tariffs on them. It makes us a lot more competitive.
Mexico dropped retaliatory tariffs on U.S. cheese and whey products last week, when the Trump administration dropped tariffs on Mexican steel and aluminum. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Liam Niemeyer.